From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it cannot yet confirm an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike near the town of El-Shaddadi Friday targeted Georgian national Tarkan Batirishvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shushani or Omar the Chechen. He is described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questioned the value of the policy called leadership decapitation as a way of defeating the IS group.
Really, since around 2008, we've been heavily reliant on drones as a cornerstone of counterterrorism strategy. And we've used them in all of the major terrorism hotspots, and yet, there continues to be a big terrorism problem in Iraq and in Syria, in Somalia and in Afghanistan and in Yemen.
The latest news follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed IS official Amir al-Absi, also known as Abu al-Athir. U.S. officials told VOA they have not yet been able to confirm al-Absi's death. The U.S. government has added to the sanctions against the Lord's Resistance Army and the African rebel group's leader, Joseph Kony. The Treasury Department says the financial sanctions announced Tuesday are in response to the U.S.-designated terror group's targeting of civilians in Central African Republic. The department says since December 2013, the group has killed, kidnapped, displaced, or committed sexual violence against hundreds of CAR residents, as well as looting or destroying civilian property. It also accused the group of trading in illicit diamonds and illegal elephant ivory in order to generate revenue. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's arrival in Israel Tuesday was overshadowed by more violence that involved Palestinian attackers. An American was stabbed to death and a dozen Israelis wounded as a man ran down the boardwalk of the port city Jaffa, attacking people before being shot dead. A short distance away, Mr. Biden met with former Israeli President Shimon Peres, who condemned Tuesday's violence and said peace talks are the only answer.
Terror leads to nowhere, neither to the Arabs nor to us. And the Arabs and us, the majority of the people, know there is no alternative to the two-state solution, which was supported and initiated by you, and we shall follow with all our strength and dedication to make from it a new reality, a reality of peace and hope for all the people here.
The U.S. Vice President is to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. A new public opinion survey released in Washington Tuesday shows nearly half of Israeli Jews say Arabs should be expelled or transferred out of Israel. The poll released by the Pew Research Center also shows about 80% of Israeli Arabs say there's a lot of discrimination against Muslims in Israeli society. In U.S. presidential politics, New York real estate developer Donald Trump added three more states to his win column in Republican Party presidential primary elections, winning Mississippi, Michigan, and Hawaii Tuesday.
This was an amazing evening. And to get these kind of numbers where they call them immediately is just something very special. So I want to thank the public. I want to thank the people of Michigan. I want to thank the people of Mississippi. And it is such a great honor.
Rival Senator Ted Cruz won the Idaho primary. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took Mississippi. But in a tight race in Michigan, she lost to rival Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed Wednesday on state-controlled media the North successfully miniaturized nuclear warheads to be placed on ballistic missiles. He emphasized they are thermonuclear in nature. That follows an earlier claim Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test involved a hydrogen weapon. Risk management consultant and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls it a potentially ominous development.
If it is true that the North Koreans have actually miniaturized nuclear warheads, then this becomes a potential game changer for the countries not only in East Asia, but also for the countries in and around the Pacific Rim, and that includes the United States as well as Russia.
Layton says the Kim statement may be a reaction to recently expanded international sanctions. Nigeria and Switzerland Tuesday announced agreement to return more than $300 million in public funds stolen by the late former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abachi. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.